Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
I was taking pictures of a landscaper who was using gasoline-powered leaf blowers.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed. Where the people there are surly and the average age is dead.
They're smoking.
Where the locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine.
The geese were following you.
Nobody's having a good time. Cause everyone's angry in Brookline.
They don't belong here.
There's an aggressive group of turkeys.
I don't like Brookline.
Neither does anyone else, but for a lot of this year, we have gotten real 911 calls, actual 911 calls to Brookline's police department. And we've had some fun with them. And Rich, it's time to give our nominees and eventually give away a yet unnamed award.
The Golden Scooter is a big one that we've heard. The Golden Noise Meter. And then there's just the Brook Wine Award, I guess, is another one people have thrown out there.
I'm going to take that off the table.
I would say that one is the Golden Phone Award, the Dazzling Dialer, who knows. But we'll take your suggestions. But we are trying to find which one was either the most angry, the most wasteful of city resources, maybe just the strangest call of them all from this year in Brookline 911. And we've had two nominees so far. The first one was, of course, the woman who looked outside of her window and saw a kid actually kicking dirt on a baseball field. How dare he?
There is a very stupid child on the baseball diamond at Shears Park.
The reaction to that guy, excuse me? Might be my favorite part of that entire call.
Yeah, I mean, the kid was kicking dirt on a baseball field.
The other nominee was this one from yesterday.
There's a rabbit on my driveway I don't know what's going on with it, but it's just sitting there.
Like Joe Murray, kind of freaking him out.
I'll tell you, that was the... I'll give you a word for that. Most drug-induced phone call to the Brookline Police
rabbit.
Department.
So let's get to our next nominee.
Rabbit's talking to you.
One that is one of my personal favorites. Nominee number 3 in the Brookline 911 Awards. Take it away.
Brookline Police Dispatch.
Hi. I'm just wondering. I live across from the park, and I was just like sitting in my apartment, and there's a girl with a blue baseball cap on, and two guys.
Okay.
Like, I don't know, they look Indian.
Okay.
And
well, right now, you know something's amiss.
Like Native American or
not
Indian,
sure.
Like,
we're being invaded. Look out!
You mean to tell me in Brookline or Newton there are Indian people?
You know, they looked Indian.
Well, I got to tell you that it's very rare in these communities to find someone of Indian descent. They look Indian. Oh, yeah? Well, so does everyone in my kids' school. Come on.
With a blue baseball cap on and two guys, like, I don't know, they look Indian.
Okay.
And they are walking dogs back and forth in front of the apartment. Stop. And then they keep walking back. Stop. Back and forth. And they're taking them out of this silver, like, BMW, like, you know, hatchback or whatever. And so I'm looking out, and I'm like, can you stop pulling the dog like that, walking him back and forth?
First of all the people...
Wait, was it multiple dogs or was it just one dog?
No, there's one dog.
How many times have you gone, darn it, Indian, quit walking that dog back and forth?
Was the leash a little too tense?
I mean, if you see a couple Indians walking a dog back and forth, I mean, what are you going to do?
You got to call the cops. I mean, the radar immediately goes up. All right.
In and out of the BMW.
God. Yeah. So, I mean, first of all, the BMW gives them away. Yeah. And second of all, they're Indian.
They're obviously ruffians.
Exactly.
Are they trafficking this dog?
Three Indians in a BMW walking a dog back and forth. I mean, if anything would scare the bejesus out of you, it's got to be that.
So I'm listening. Like, okay, I'm ready for the other shoe to drop.
Right.
So they're walking this dog.
Back and forth, though, Rich.
Back and forth. In a park.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And it's, instead of going in concentric circles, they're just going to and fro.
Right. So I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Like that. It's probably like bothering his neck. And he goes, we're training them to be service dogs. And then he starts.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine?
Like a likely story.
Right. So these are like good human beings.
Right. Yeah.
training them to help out the
Like the payoff of the story is like, oh, here's a completely reasonable explanation of why they're doing it, too.
Right. So I've given you the explanation. It's something that probably a good human being would do.
Well,
I still got a problem.
Rich, dogs are, you just need to talk to them. Sit down with a coffee and have a good conversation with them to become a service dog. There is no training involved at all.
Someone says it's the same woman who called about the mailman.
Who knows?
Oh, it could be.
Does sound like the mailman lady.
Oh, come on. It all sounds the same. It just bothers some pricks. Walking a dog to and fro. We'll be right there. We'll send the SWAT team.
And he goes, we're training them to be service dogs. And then he starts... Yeah, and then I'm like, I don't like think like the dog likes you pulling him back and forth, stopping him abruptly and pulling him back.
She's Dr. Doolittle. She's communicated with the dog.
Right on the first time, and she's spoken to an animal.
Yeah. I've spoken to the dog. He don't like being walked to and fro.
Nice.
The dogs like almost a pentagram kind of thing, because they are tools of the devil. Give me a nice circle and a whatever the hell's in a pentagram. My next tattoo.
Pulling him back and forth, stopping him abruptly and pulling him back. And then he starts going to me, you a veterinarian? Are you married? Are you? I think they're kind of rude.
Yeah. Well, then rudeness, if nothing else, is to get the police involved. And
she sounds like the kind of woman who lives alone, so it's probably not married.
Feelings police. Yes. How can we help you?
Yeah. You think she lives alone, Bert? Yeah. I would guarantee that by a million. I mean, she's sitting in her apartment, and it's obviously during the day. I mean, they're not out there at the crack, at midnight, walking the dog around. She's just peering out her window, looking for something to get pissed off about.
I'd set the over-under at, like, six cats living in her apartment.
That's not a bad guess, I would imagine.
Are you married? Are you? I think they're kind of rude. Okay. And why are they doing that?
So your concern is that these...
I mean, it's hot out, and they're taking dogs out of, like, these hot cars and...
All right, hang on a second. Everyone knows when it's hot out, dogs, you should stay inside.
That's right. Keep them in the car.
With the windows closed, yes.
Right. There's
Keep
nothing,
them in the car.
There's nothing, nothing worse for a dog than being outside. They're not, well, Rich, you joke, but they're not built for being outside. You know, animals throughout the ages, Rich, if you didn't know, since caveman times, were sealed in a cave and not allowed to. There's nothing my dog likes more than being in the house all day. It's a magical time. I like the crap and pee that's all over the place. It's fantastic.
I mean, it's hot out, and they're taking dogs out of, like, these hot cars and walking them back and forth and trying.
Wait, they're taking the dogs out of the hot cars? Well, miss, you've got me there. I mean, let them sit in the hot car. And by the way, the hot car, like, they're taking them out of the hot car? We don't believe in air conditioning. We like it as unpleasantly warm as possible. In fact, we've been sitting in... We sat in the car for an hour.
before we dare take off with this animal.
I just, every time I hear these, I think, imagine being the cop who gets this call.
See, the cop, just, the cop, it's
do you think they, like, play them back, like when they're hanging out and stuff? Like, do you think, oh, you're going to listen to this one?
Oh, well, yes. As I said, I've got some insiders who want to go unnamed. Who are thankful that we do this segment so people know what they go through on a daily basis.
I had to call 911 a couple weekends ago, and they did not, and I had a very legitimate reason, and they did not indulge me at all like this. I mean, the Brookline dispatches are...
Saints.
Saints. They. I mean, the idea that they're indulging, I was cut off immediately and sent to some line.
Painting them. I didn't like his attitude either. I think he was kind of rude.
Okay, where are you now, ma'am?
I'm in my apartment. I'm just looking out.
Okay,
I'm just concerned about the welfare of these dogs.
Sure, sure.
It's what's like hot out.
Sure.
And they the other one just looked up at the apartment.
Oh, well. I mean, come on.
Was it a threatening look? It's
laser eyes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know about these Indians. They look at your apartment and there's all going to hell's to pay. Couple of Indian folk.
Don't forget the woman in the blue ball cap.
That's right.
Yeah.
Her, I'm not so concerned about. It's these two Indian fellas that I feel are the real culprits here.
And the other one just looked up at the apartment. Okay. Oh my God! And they're doing it to antagonize me.
I got an idea. Shut the blinds.
Don't look outside.
Yeah, stop looking out the window.
Maybe feed the three cats.
So you went out and bitched at them for walking around a service dog, and then they dare look up at your apartment because you're a psycho. I mean, wow, they looked up at me. Oh, I wonder why. And then maniac.
And then they started training the service dog in a park.
Well, I mean, you know, you're supposed to do it in the middle of 95.
This guy with a gray. No, I don't want to give my name.
Okay, that's
okay.
Fine.
It's just
I don't want to give my name because these Indians are going to go nuts on me. We all know that.
She hasn't.
You ever
see
the back?
She thinks the police are going
to
leave.
Do you ever see the back of a dollar bill? It's all Indians trying to. It's all secret code. They run the world from a mountain in Colorado.
This guy with a gray. No, I don't want to give my name.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, it's just like they're, like, keep walking them back and forth in front of the apartment, and they're making them heel. Stop.
Okay.
They're, like, really rude. And it's hot out. They shouldn't be doing that in a hot day.
Okay.
Can you just have a policeman check them out?
Sure.
I don't want them throwing a rock through my window or anything like that.
Well, that's
a rational thought.
That's a good leap in logic. Is that...
Well, didn't the tone like make it sound like that had happened before, though, right?
Right.
I don't want the rock going through my window.
Well, I mean, how many times...
There's a rock... I know, lady, you kind of deserve it now,
yeah,
to be quite honest.
Well, if there's anything I know, Indian dog trainers, notorious for rock throwing... I mean, that is something that, listen, we make fun of these calls sometimes. But if I see a couple Indian fellas training a dog,
watch
look out
those
windows.
Rocks.
I mean, look out. I mean, they're picking up rocks and hucking them like no one's business. It's almost biblical, the stonings that are going on.
I can just see, like, her walking away from the window for a second and then looking out and they're staring all of a sudden. It's like, oh, and she closes it back.
I don't want to give my name. Because I know that there is an intelligentsia that is out there.
Did they do that, ma'am?
What? No. But I'm afraid if I give my name or anything, they will. They'll probably be irritated that I even call the police on them.
Okay. Well, I have your concerns, and we'll pass it along. Thank you for letting us
know. Will somebody check it out?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh,
thank
these
you.
Poor
Bye-bye.
People. Oh, my God. The poor cop that has to go by.
I don't know. If I'm a cop, that's kind of like a... You know, you take your time. You get to have lunch.
Stop at Dunk's on the way over.
There's really no urgency to getting over there.
Because you know she's looking at you in the window while you're doing it all.
Yeah, but I don't have to deal with her. She won't give her name.
I don't know. They look Indian.
Jeez. I'll tell you, these Indians, you never know which way.
I'm like, can you stop pulling the dog like that, walking him back and forth?
It's rather abrupt, sir.
Can you imagine, like, you have an apartment, like, looking out at a park, I would imagine that's not inexpensive. And part of the appeal is the park, and what you've done is you've turned it into a spectator sport.
Are you married?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. Are you married?
Yeah.
Then go bother your husband.
I'm in my apartment. I'm just looking out.
Okay.
Yeah, park surveillance from that apartment.
There is not a chance in hell she's not wearing a house coat. She is in a house coat like you wouldn't.
What's
you,
a house
you wouldn't
coat?
Believe. It's a like a drapery
yeah.
that has a hole in it.
The pattern is everything. The pattern is everything.
It looks like a rug.
Yeah,
like,
no, my grandmother used to wear one of those.
If you ever read The Brothers Grimm,
yeah,
it's what every woman in The Brothers Grimm is wearing.
It's true.
All right, we are back live. A follow-up to that whole call. A couple days later, we got an email from somebody that said, hey there, you recently did a Brookline 911 call that was about an incident that I was involved in. That crazy woman called the cops on me and my dog trainer and his assistant. So this is apparently the woman in the blue hat. Just to follow up, it gets even better. Number one, my trainer is Eastern European, but sure, Indian. Number two, she was yelling at us for a solid 10 minutes out on the phone with the cops, but then didn't want to give her name because we might throw rocks at her window too much. Number three, the poor officer who came to check it out ended up taking my dog trainer's business card and is now his client. He also took an injured bunny from the park for me because I'd been trying to contact animal control through their non-emergency number because I actually understand what an emergency number is for. So it was a win-win for us. Thanks for making us laugh covering the 911 call. So in the end, the cop goes over there, becomes friends with this woman, and now the dog trainer is the trainer for his own dog.
I'll tell you this, is that's the most Brookline call in the world.
I don't know. They look Indian.
Just staring out your window, bothering everyone.
Well, I mean, that's how... That was your introduction to living there, right? Was the guy who had the speaker?
It's everything. It's everything. It's everything going on.
I mean, dude, you know how many of these calls are looking out the window?
Yes, they're always looking out the window. They're just so perturbed by what's going on outside.
Looking out the window and taking pictures. How many people called in and said, I have pictures of these people doing these things outside if you'd like me to forward them to you? And almost every single time, no, we're good.
I have pictures of a truck. Trucks going in and out of Stop and Shop, like, or Shaw's. Like, whoa, all right, you cracked the case, lady.
The Star Market over there, yeah.
Are you married?
Yeah, it is.
All right.
So there you go, nominee number three.
For whatever we're going to call these things. So we got Patriots tickets to give away at 9:30 this morning, plus the greatest athlete record of all time. That will be explored sometime this hour. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. What's going on, Rich?
Okay. This is not to knock the writer, and it's not to knock the subject, and it's not to knock the publicity that it obviously is good, but there is a brand new article in The Athletic that is about Scott Zolak that Steve Buckley wrote. And I clicked on it, and Fred, this might be the longest article I have ever scrolled through. I mean, we're talking almost War and Peace length, this thing. And the other part of it is that, as I said, I have no problem with publicity. It's great. Zolak deserves all the press in the world. But don't we get like three of these every year? Like a, hey, we followed Scott Zolak around and went into the booth, and he's a nut. I mean, this is the longest. Look, Fred. Okay, I'm going to scroll through this. This is the beginning of it. It starts here. Who is the real Zoe? Inside the Patriots radio booth, the brash, restless talent, Scott Zolak. I'm scrolling down.
Oh, Jesus.
No, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, I can see how small the scroll thing is. By the way, who's the real Scott Zolak? Oh, he's such a mystery. He's on the radio 20 hours a week.
It's still going.
He does... go to one of his paid appearances when he's making $5 billion.
I mean, as I said, there is one part of this article that's fantastic. It's not even anything he wrote. Steve Buckley had the right mind to just take a picture of Scott Zolak's workstation when he stepped away, and it's just scattered with uneaten potato chips, just like crushed with dust. There's like a whole bunch of crumpled up what look like napkins. and tissue on the side.
Oh, you see what he does in here. He does it. It's like a dog marking his territory.
Right. It's just crap everywhere.
Yeah, it's like ball hair everywhere.
Right, all over the place. I mean, this article.
Did you read the whole thing?
No. Who has time? I need a week to read this thing. I mean, is there a way? I know that there's a lot of like English majors and stuff out there, or people in college. How do you find out how many words something is on a page? Does anybody know how to do that?
I used to know how to do it.
Because this is, I mean, when I say it's long, I'm not kidding you. I think that like whole comprehensive Seth Wickersham article that he did about the Patriots is half as long as this is. I mean, this is a big-ass article about Scott Zolak, and I'm not kidding you. Don't we get one of these, at least one, every single year? Who is the real Scott Zolak? We need a who is the real Joe Murray. That's what we need. Right.
It's a paragraph. It's a tweet.
You want that, I guess.
I walked in and he was just sitting there.
He was sitting there.
And then I came back.
He might have been high.
3 hours later, he was just sitting there.
Yeah, pretty little better than that, I think.
But this time his eyes were glazed over and he was just
Well, you know the whole thing about the Parcells years ago. He loves Scott Zolak.
I know. We've learned that in every article. I'd rather have more of Scott Zolak and not Zoe.
He's afraid of the Zoe.
We've heard that story a million times. It's a good story, and I'm not knocking Buckley because obviously he's going to get a lot of clicks for this. And you know what? Zolak's an interesting guy. If you haven't read I don't know how many articles have been written about Scott Zolak about this thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glazing over this. And it's so he's doing the Browns game at the time. So he's goes through quite a bit of detail on specific plays and Scott's reaction to them. It's not a good article.
No, it's just, I don't know if it's, as I said, I haven't read it.
It's not, well, that's one thing I would guess, Rich. If you're writing an article, I would think you would want to make it the length of, you know, someone's patience.
Okay, I just typed it into Easy Word Count. .com and guess how many words? 6,089.
Oh, Jesus.
That is a 6,000 word article about Scott Zolak. Oh, my goodness gracious. That is long, long, long. But I mean, as I said, good for him. I found that one picture to be the most astounding.
He's going like call for call almost. I mean, yeah, man. He's just quoting what he said during the game. A couple things you need to know about Scott Zolak. There was a promise that the homer issue would be addressed for openers. There's this. Zolak hates the tag, really does. He knows people, even Pats fans, see him as a homer, hates it. I don't believe that.
If there was an article, an in-depth article, written about anyone at this radio station, who would you want it the most about?
Oh, boy.
Like, who would you find the most fast? Because there's
your guys was very interesting, the whole turnover from sports to...
It would be Sarge.
Sure. Oh, Sarge would be a good one, man.
617-779-0985. If there was going to be an article written about someone on the radio station, Nick's would be funny because it would say, Nick Cimelli, son of Mark Cimelli. lives wherever the hell he lives now. I don't even know where he lives now.
It would just be called Markson.
Yeah, just Mark's son. An epic tale of a man overshadowed by his dad.
Who would you want to write the story of this person?
You see, I don't care. I just want somebody to follow them around.
Like Bernstein from Woodward and Bernstein. I think it's someone who can get find the secrets in his past.
I like this. 617-779-0995. If you could have somebody who was like embedded with a member of the sports hub and you learned like all of their deepest secrets and really got down to the bottom of things, which member of the sports hub do you think would have the best article?
Yeah, because I've read one about Felger.
Yeah, and Felger, you know, is kind of he's an interesting guy, but...
Yeah, it was.
We kind of know a lot, you know, about him.
Yeah, and you know, whatever with his personal life. The one about us was just—it was entirely about radio. Monty has a good point. Monty, go ahead.
I know you said somebody from the station, but I would want to know more and more about Pasta Joe, baby.
Pasta. I would read the Pasta. I would go out of my way to find the article about Pasta Joe, and just how you become like Pasta Joe as a young man. Pasta Joe in high school, how Pasta Joe's life leads him to this, well, he's not a security guard anymore, but just leads him to this life of
intense leisure filled with fast foods and faster
Fritos
ladies.
And beef.
That's right, Fritos and beef.
All right. Carl, go ahead.
The Boston. I would go out of my... Fred, it's got to be you, man. Like, who wouldn't want to read at least 8,000 words about your life, your history, why you do what you do, how you became so successful, all of it. You give yourself an opportunity to help me brag, man. Thanks a lot.
I share enough of my life on the radio, I think.
That's the thing, is that I know. Who would be the...
I'm going with Sarge.
Sarge.
Here's why Sarge works.
What, you know what?
Because Sarge isn't Sarge. Sarge is Mike Riley. Yeah,
that's a great point. And Joe would
I
be
think
the
my
first...
story would be better, but yeah, I mean, I just...
You think your story would
be
better?
Yeah, like, listen, I love Sarge. He's one of my good friends, but his father was a cop. His mother was a nurse. He went to Needham, like, where's the... Sarge, I love you, but there's no like... Where's the sadness?
Okay, Sarge has to be turned off. So Sarge, when he gets home, isn't talking like this and acting like this. Like, something has to happen. I want to see Sarge with his guard down.
All right, well, Ben has some insight on Sarge. Ben, go ahead.
All right, so I think you'd find it interesting that if you did a biography about Sarge, you'd probably read more about his brothers. His brothers were all American athletes in multiple sports, while Mike Riley's up in the booth just announcing all the heroics from Needham High School sports.
Was there a bitterness there?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Mike Riley.
Not from you. Was there like a competition between him and his brothers and like a sibling rivalry, and he felt kind of left out because he wasn't an elite athlete?
I don't think so, but it just doesn't take away from the fact that his brothers were
doesn't. No, amazing. You're misunderstanding, baby.
But it's still take, all good.
It doesn't take anything away. From
you know who I think would be a great one? Would be.
I'm an aficionado of a number of diet drinks.
Like Marshall Hook.
I think you would fall asleep halfway through. Frank, I don't know. He'll be here tomorrow.
I think you might get like a Michael Douglas falling down situation.
Well, he is the wild card. Frank, go ahead.
I want a journalist to go dumpster diving with Rock and Roll Mike for a night and just get weird.
Yeah, Rock and Roll Mike would be a very interesting story, but...
I don't think I want to hear that story.
Yes, because here's the thing, is that Rock and Roll Mike has always pursued us. So you can't get on us about Rock and Roll Mike. But his life leading up to where he is now might be sad. So that takes away all of Rock and Roll Mike.
Possum sugar!
All right, you know what the name of the book would be?
Rock and Roll Mike Lives Outside!
I don't know. It'd be called Creatures of the Night. Rock and Roll Mike Lives Outside. Okay. All right. Let's go to... I don't want to... We got... What's his face in studio? I don't want to... All right. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah. How has nobody brought up Jay Stu yet? I mean, with how much that guy probably hates everyone at the station and stuff, that book would be amazing.
Now, Joe, you have some insight into Jay Stu. Is there an underlying thing with the Stu Man?
No, I think that he's been covered before too. He's been successful at multiple radio stations.
Yeah, I know, but a book doesn't just talk about your radio career. All right, Matt
opened up Fury. Right here on the eyelash, right here on this eyelid.
Fred.
It was gushing blood and fury.
Oh, love it.
Well, what's going on here?
All right, Matt.
Guy from Machine, I don't know. There's a lot of noise.
See, this guy's talking over the clip.
Yeah, I know, because I took the call. Matt, go ahead.
Matt.
All right, he hung up. Oh, I didn't know you were going to play a clip.
It's where he goes, I love violence.
Matt says the guy from Machine.
Guy from Machine would be a good one.
Dave, go ahead.
Hey, can we put on the guy from Machine and do a story about him? I think that would be pretty good.
The guy from Machine is very happy. Perhaps he's covering up some sort of pain. How did he end up in the wild world of the machine culture? That is the truth. How about Andy Wong?
Great story.
I think there's been plenty of articles written about the Wong family.
Yeah, they've great family.
You're shutting down a little bit, Joe.
What's that?
You're shutting down a little
he's
bit.
He's protecting his sources here.
He's protecting his guys.
I do. I defend the wall.
I know.
The Kowloon Wall?
We're not asking you to say anything bad about anyone. You're just like, Jay Stu's had a lot of success.
No, I'm just trying to find someone that's, I don't know, that I actually want to learn about.
Okay. Well, here's someone. Rob, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, fart guys?
Hi. Hello. We're sports guys, not fart guys. Come on.
Oh, my bad. So the story that you need to absolutely cover is absolutely 100% Joe Murray. I need to know every single place where he sits.
All right. That is, it could be like a coffee table book from Seinfeld.
I was an athlete at one point in my life and would move around a lot. And then one day I was like, screw it. And that's kind of what happened.
That's the opening paragraph.
Do you go to the doctor?
Yeah, I do.
And even Joe Murray.
And you're probably in better shape than me.
I'm healthy. I mean, yeah, I used to bench press over 300 pounds. I was a good athlete, ran fast. And
yeah, you're probably in better. Your blood levels are probably better than mine.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I would imagine so. I think it's a fair bet.
But like, I think I have I think I have a better story than a lot of people here. You know how many radio stations I've worked at? How many bad jobs I've had in my life? Like, grew up in an urban neighborhood, parent. Like, that's what I want to read. I want some, like, drama. I don't want to hear about, like, some guys. Oh, and then, I don't have an education. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Sounds like Joe wants to tell a story.
It does sound like
just give me someone that has a better story.
Maybe we do Joe Murray Secrets.
No, we can't.
Tomorrow.
He's not here tomorrow. He's going to Vegas.
Oh, that's right. He's going out to Vegas.
All right. Well, listen, Joe Murray has got a story.
I nominate Hardy, though, if I wanted the story.
Well, Hardy's got great stories from when he was using. He's got great stories. But what is going on?
I'll read it in the stack.
All right. Okay, very good.
By the way, somebody said, where are they now? Article could be the dude from New Hampshire.
Hey, Bobby, you know, the Yankees are in town.
I know where
a bunch of New York media is here in the room with us.
He?
You know, what do you think?
Doing a gambling podcast.
You're a better gambler.
In Vegas.
You're a better gambler than him.
He actually at one point was my old boss.
Oh, really?
You were up there in, like, New Hampshire?
Yeah.
All right. Toucher and Rich, who were a bunch of sports yahoos.
By the way, I've had a bunch of bad jobs as well.
Mm.
Bunch of violence put up against me. But I've told all these stories on the air. All right, we'll be back and we'll get into the real story, which is the magic of the greatest athlete rapper of all time.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich help Felger and Maz. And .985 The Sports Hub help Christmas in the City. Christmas in the City gives Christmas gifts to thousands of Boston children that are currently homeless. Felger and Maz are out this week collecting toys and money Thursday, December 5th at the Seaport Hotel. Felger and Maz live from 2 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. prior to the CITC annual wreath auction Saturday, December 7th at Newbury Comics Natick Mall. Felger and Maz meet and greet from 1 to 3. Bid on great items now in the online auction at 985thesportshub.com. You can help Felger and Maz in Christmas in the City to make the difference for thousands of children this holiday season.
So this was pretty great. Yesterday, a certain talking head was speculating that, you know what, Tom Brady might not have the weapons to win right now, but just you wait. Those weapons are coming sooner than you think. And if you want to know who this gentleman is, threw out that speculation. The one and only Deion Sanders, who just by listening to this clip, tell me if you think that he's just talking to talk. Have you got any kind of info or anything? Or is he just like saying words?
And the reason we bring this up, because it's so counter to his rap style, which is very laid back. But here he is being instructed to yell.
I want to start with the New England Patriots. Deion, okay. I don't think it's too much to say they might not even be the best team in the AFC East. Let's remember, the Buffalo Bills.
What's their record? You heard me. What's their record?
They're 10-2.
They lost two games.
They're 10-2.
Okay. Isn't that the best record amongst the league? And we're panicking? You just shattered the glass. Your hand should be bleeding because you just broke the glass in case of emergency. And it's not even an emergency right now. This is the problem I have with the Patriots right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady is getting frustrated. You know why he's getting frustrated? Because everything outside the numbers, They're not getting any separation. They're not getting open, and they don't really understand the game and how to sit in holes as a receiver. And it's frustrating him. He's too old and bold, and the story ain't half been told that this man is the GOAT. And you give him that, I guarantee you, something's going to happen within the next few weeks in the receiver department. They got to get this man some help, because what I saw today was ridiculous.
What are they going to shop for? I mean, Randy Moss is on a different
receiver.
Network.
Oh, sorry. I was getting ready to make fun of him.
They've already done
receiver.
That. They said goodbye to AB. They said goodbye to Josh Gordon. Gronk isn't walking through that door, okay? So
somebody is it trade? Something.
You can't trade.
Something.
That's no. That,
well,
we
no, I'm sorry.
That.
Not trade. Something.
All right. We make mistakes all the time. He's on the NFL Network. That's all I'll say.
Something's going to come nothing. Through that door.
But
something's not, got to come through that door.
Okay, let's pretend nothing's going to happen, Dion, and this is the team moving forward. I wasn't just
if
saying
nothing's going to happen, nothing's going to happen. If yeah. nothing's going to happen, nothing's going to happen.
That's
with
right.
the Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl or bust. This team don't play to go to the playoffs. You know they're going to the playoffs when they woke up this morning.
Right. So just pick up all those receivers that are available. All right.
If nothing's going to happen, nothing's going to happen. I think we all have learned that before. I mean, that's a lesson that is, I think, that we've all come to realize. But the thing that was, as you said, Fred, most shocking is that he was extremely animated, which is he's got to chill, man. He's got to get back to his roots. Speculating this morning, I said, this has got to be, this is Deion Sanders' primetime album. And I was like, it's got to be like around 93, 94. And Joe Murray looked it up. 1984, baby.
By Capitol Records. Capitol Records on opportunity to get the greatest rapper of all time.
He was on Capitol Records?
He was on one of the biggest record labels of all time, Capitol Records. The same Capitol Records that had Frank Sinatra for a good portion of his career.
Oh, my God. Okay. So that just got me thinking. If that is Deion Sanders' single from that album, how good are the album cuts?
The album cuts. Well, this one says, Heidi, Heidi,
okay.
Hey.
Okay, so this song. Okay, hang on. We're going to track. This looks like.
I got it right here. It's track 12.
Track 12.
On the Primetime album. This is Heidi, like the number woman's name, Heidi, Heidi, Hey.
Oh, no. Here we go again. Riding with my friends in my drop top pins. It's the same the way we do the things we do. And here's another one from the Dirty Dog crew. And the crew we be cruising. Rhyming, you're shawling, balling, and hooping. Scooping up the women with the biggest butts.
He's hooping and scooping up the women with the biggest butts.
I mean, how can you resist?
I'm a bottom feeder.
Him and Stephen A. Smith.
I'm a bottom feeder.
I mean, listen, maybe
only ass.
Maybe they're our best friends. I don't know if that's the game.
I'm a bottom feeder.
I know you.
He's finding everything that rhymes with hoop.
Scooping up the women with the biggest butts. Rhyming over the tracks with the baddest cuts. No joke, let the mic smoke. And I slam when I'm done, I make sure it's broke. Yeah. But I hope it's a party tonight. Cause me and my dog's gonna roll tonight. Right. So like it or leave it, believe it. Who got the boom with the snare and the bass kick? Prime time kicking rhymes every day. Walking in the party, everybody say.
All right, so he keeps it. Keeps it very mellow.
It's not terrible.
It's absolutely terrible.
It works with his. Scooping up the girls.
Not a big fan of the art of rhyming is Joe Murray.
No.
That come on, we've heard worse than that.
Oh, of course.
But he's on Capitol Records. This isn't that jabroni from the Indians.
Trevor Bauer
I mean, this is on Capitol Records. And A, it's more to showcase his.
Scooping up the girls with the biggest butts. Scooping up the girls.
Can I just have that isolated?
All right.
Okay.
This is called Prime Time. And it's Prime Time Keeps Kicking.
Prime Time Keeps On Ticking.
Ticking. It's the second cut off the Prime Time album. And this is how he's the anti-Nick. His heart's going to last forever. At least they're original. This time.
Something tells me he didn't pay for that sample.
No, well, you didn't have to back in 94.
I bet you didn't think my album would be
so fat that we got your body hit to every track. Primetime just won't cease. Next year, watch me do my thing on the movie screen. I'm not bragging, not trying to boast, but primetime is big time from coast to coast. So let me floss on the MIC. I'm in Cincinnati in the place to be. Hooked up with Hammer and it all was good.
Oh, yeah.
Till we dropped like I knew we would. Woke up the next morning feeling fine. Pulled out my Rolex to check.
What is that sample? What is that bet?
All I know is where in Cincinnati is the place to be. I'm at the Applebee's, Cincinnati, hanging with a Hammer. All right, now, Rich.
You just got an Olive Garden, can't you see?
It's all
the
real.
The place to be, it's Cincinnati.
That is track number five.
What's the sexiest song, Mike? Out of all these, like, which one's just, like, pure?
Is it It's On? Because, is it It's On? What is the sexiest song?
They're all about the same, he says.
Yeah. They're all about...
Scooping all right. up the girls. We had the
biggest okay, ones. We'll finish with All Real, which is might be about his hair, because it was so beautiful. He had to say it was all real.
I grew up in Fulton Mines, down in Florida. My mama worked two jobs to support us. Ever since I was young, I was the best in sports. From the baseball diamond to the hood courts. I always played ball, wasn't hanging on the streets. Never been a dope dealer, gangbanger, thief. I'm just a player fool, it's all real. We can play a game of chess or hit the football field. My homies call me Prime, my number's 21. And you can see me on the field having much fun. Where I make my money like a pro off the top.
Yeah, whoops. Baby.
Take it back.
My number's 22 and then I got much fun. And very quickly.
Scooping up the world with the biggest butts.
All right, finally, very quickly, here is It's On.
Duncan Hines, what's up, baby? And hey, you gotta give me a little something my boys from Florida could bounce to, man.
Hey, name yourself after the bakery? It's a banger!
Duncan Hines, by the way, the name of the producer.
Oh, my God.
All right, that's not him.
Like Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I mean,
scooping up the winner with the biggest buds.
All right, very good. We got Patriots tickets to give away at 9:30. Billy Jaffe is going to be late, but no worry. He will be here eventually. We'll be right back.
Scooping up the winner with the biggest buds.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.